Last year, lawmakers approved $19.9 billion in spending for FY14. House committee members boosted that amount by about $300 million. House Budget Chair Terry England says most of that is going to K-12 education.
That's your truing up of how many students you got in a school system from the original estimate going into the count at the first of the school year.
The amended budget also includes extra funds for economic development and the Department of Community Health, which manages the state Medicaid program and Peach Care for Kids. In addition, the budget includes new funds for child protection services. That comes in wake of two recent deaths that occurred despite warnings to the state Child Welfare Agency. England says the speed in which the amended budget was approved reflects a, quote, synergy between legislative leaders and Governor Nathan Deal. He also said modest growth in revenue didn't hurt.
Part of it is that there are some additional funds to make those adjustments. We don't have to go in and look for cuts, so it just simplifies it all the way around.
A full House vote on the amended budget is expected Friday. It would then need approval from the Senate and the governor. Once the amended 2014 budget is approved, lawmakers get down to the thornier process of approving a budget for the upcoming 2015 fiscal year. State Representative Calvin Smyrie is a Democrat from Columbus.
I think you'll see a slow process with the FY of 2015 budget. It'll take a little longer. That's where most of the new items are.
Governor Deal has proposed a $20.8 billion FY15 budget that includes the first pay increase for school teachers and state employees in years. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capital.